The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, as I've mentioned in recent weeks, I try to find some new material, especially because of all the things going on with COVID. So many things have been canceled, and even the stuff that I read about that is scheduled, some of that is far enough in advance. We don't know what conditions will be at that time, so we're not positive that the dates are solid. But anyway, I decided to find some random entertainment information. And there's a lot of collaboration going on in the entertainment industry these days. One of the latest, Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys. The female pop sensation and iconic boy band came together to record a new song, Matches, which appears on the reissue of the deluxe version of Spears' 2016 album, Glory. Is it really a new song or just new to them? Anyway, the long-anticipated collaboration is not the only new work from Spears. In addition to the duet with the Backstreet Boys, the reissue of Glory also features four remixes of Mood Ring and a previously unreleased track, Swimming in the Stars. What's up next for the Backstreet Boys? Seems they're planning to put out a Christmas album next year. As fans know all too well, Nick Carter, Harry Doro, A.J. McClellan, and cousins Kevin Richardson and Brian Littrell have yet to record a Christmas album together. Another item, in case you missed it this past week, the winner of season 19 of The Voice was 15-year-old Carter Rubin. And here's when you know you've got more than a few bucks in the bank. The ex-wife of Amazon's Jeff Bezos has made some charities very happy. Mackenzie Scott says she has given $4.2 billion to charity. That's B, as in billion. The money was donated to almost 400 organizations, including 400 Feeding America food banks, 40 Goodwill affiliates, and 30 member programs of Meals on Wheels. And I did notice in the news yesterday, that three historically black colleges in North Carolina are recipients of some of that funding. Also, if you're family was thinking about a trip to Raleigh's Pullen Park, there are a few things you should know. The park's popular carousel is closed because of COVID-related precautions. And the park's kiddie train will be closed now through February 27th, and that's for regular track maintenance. The park's kiddie boats are open, but with limited capacity. If you go, you'll need to pass a wellness check. Wear a mask while riding the attractions. The city cautions people should expect some wait times. By the way, the Chavis Park carousel is also closed because of COVID. All right, moving on, let's look at the entertainment from the three area amphitheaters, Red Hat, Coca Booth, and, of course, the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. As we've noted previously, they're basically closed for the season, and COVID basically shut them down for this year very early, and so all of their schedules are for next year, starting, I think the earliest one is March or April. So the first concert at Red Hat Amphitheater in 2021 is Maren Morris, and that's on May 6th, and Primus is set to perform June 23rd. In July, it's Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth, and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. And in August, it's Louis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. And then, of course, next October, IBMA's World of Bluegrass. And that's all at Red Hat Theater, Red Hat Amphitheater. And Booth Amphitheater, everything canceled. Next year, the first event at Coca Booth is in late March. That's their annual Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Then in April, it's the second annual Tacos and Taps. And Good Vibes Summer Tour 2021, rather, with Revolution and special guests. That's on the schedule for next year as well. The list of scheduled events so far at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek starts in April with Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. That's followed up by the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour in June. July dates, Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour. And then you have Tedeschi Trucks Band, Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, Thomas Rhett's Centerpoint Road Tour, Kids Bop Live, Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour, and Matchbox 20 2021. Then later in the year, scheduled right now, Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. And, of course, once again, those are scheduled dates for next year. But because of COVID, we don't know, of course, if those are solid dates. Now, PNC Arena, also no scheduling until February. The first is the 2021 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series. That's at Carter-Finley Stadium. And just found out this week, in March 2021, the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship first and second rounds were going to be held at PNC Arena. The dates have or will be relocated. That won't be occurring at PNC Arena. Then as we look on into the spring, Michael Bublé, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Then we get into summer, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Rage Against the Machine, Luke Combs, and Harry Styles. Once again, lovers of opera music, take note. The Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from live in HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available at 7:30 in the evening Eastern Time and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following day. That's 6:30 in the evening the following day. The schedule will include outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmission starring all of the opera's greatest singers. You can get a lot more detail at the website, again, metopera.org. And the new season of Jeopardy, the first without the late Alex Trebek as host, will begin airing next month, January 11th. But instead of naming a new host right away, the show will instead have several guests fill in as host while it searches for a new long-term replacement. Alex believed in the importance of Jeopardy and always said he wanted the show to go on after him. That from Mike Richards, the show's executive producer. We will honor Alex's legacy by continuing to produce the game he loved with smart contestants and challenging clues. By bringing in familiar guest hosts for the foreseeable future, our goal is to create a sense of community and continuity for our viewers. The show began production on the new season with the first of its interim hosts, Ken Jennings, a former contestant with a record for the most consecutive games won. But Jeopardy plans on honoring Trebek, who died last month after a battle with pancreatic cancer, by airing 10 of his best episodes during the last 2 weeks of December, and that'll start on the 21st. The last few episodes that Trebek filmed will finally air the week of January 4th. It's the last chance to watch new episodes of Jeopardy with the beloved host. The clubs in downtown Raleigh, of course, impacted by all that's going on with the pandemic. A Lincoln Theater, Poorhouse Music Hall, and the Ritz all have moved schedules to 2021. So there is nothing scheduled at those three clubs for the rest of the year. As a matter of fact, some of them have their first events are in March and April. But we'll keep you up to date on that as new schedules are out. The Museum Life and Science Santa Train won't roll along Ellerby Creek Railway this year because of COVID, but museum leaders have pulled together a new holiday event for families who want to continue the tradition of celebrating the season at the Durham Museum. December 26th and 27th, it's Holidays in the Park, an event that includes strolls through the indoor and outdoor spaces of the museum, where there will be lots of holiday lights along the pathways and in the trees and different exhibits. For more information, check out the museum's website, lifeandscience.org. As we've mentioned previously, don't expect any public events in Raleigh through March 31st, 2021. City Council has moved to cancel any special events through the end of March. As we all know, Raleigh has seen a number of public events canceled this year, and this is an extension of that, all being caused by the pandemic. Most or all concerts at indoor and outdoor venues were shut down, as were events like J. Cole's Dreamville Music Festival, the State Fair, Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, Raleigh's Christmas Parade, First Night Raleigh's New Year's Eve celebration, and many, many others, too numerous to mention. Carolina Theater of Durham has announced it's temporarily closing for 6 months. That according to an announcement from the entertainment venue. The Performing Arts Center will be closed from the 1st of January through the end of June 2021. Spokesperson for the theater said the closing was because of ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The theater has not operated at full capacity since about the middle of March. Anyone who has purchased tickets to an event at the theater should hold on to their tickets until the event happens as scheduled or until an event has been postponed or officially canceled. All right, another spot in the area that has a lot of events going on. A lot of them have moved to virtual events. One of those, Duke Energy Center. They've scheduled several streaming events over the next couple of months. Streaming will start at 8 o'clock. Details about upcoming events available by calling Duke Energy Center at 919-996-8700. First event, Wednesday, December 23rd, it's Holiday Pops. It's a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Classic carols combined with festive holiday music we know and love, featuring brass and organ, celebrating the holiday season. Friday, December 25th, the Nutcracker from the Carolina Ballet. It, too, is a streaming event. This year, Carolina Ballet is unable to perform the Nutcracker, of course, in front of live audiences. In order to continue this extraordinary holiday tradition, Capital Broadcasting Company is filming the special performance of Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker. It will be presented by PNC and will be broadcast on WRAL-TV. All right, we move into January at Duke Energy Center. Saturday, January 16th, it's Musician's Choice, North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Musicians pick favorites to spotlight their virtuosity with works including Mozart's Oboe Quartet. Saturday, January 23rd, currently scheduled, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and that's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Again, that's what the current schedule shows. Back to streaming events, Thursday, January 21st, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the North Carolina Symphony, a streaming event. Thursday through Sunday, February 4th through the 7th, it's Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto. This is from the Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, February 5th, Friday Favorites, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, again with the North Carolina Symphony. It's a streaming event. Then on Saturday, February 13th, Valentine's Romance and Tango, again a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Classy and sophisticated for your Valentine, beloved romantic music like Debussy's Clair de Lune combines with fiery tangos by Piazzolla. The end of February, Famous Overtures, a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. The event scheduled for Thursday, March 4th, Franco Escamilla, has been postponed. No new date announced. March 5th, 6th, and 11th, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event. Currently scheduled live for Friday, March 12th, an R-rated magic show. Then at Memorial Auditorium, Thursday through Sunday, March 18th through the 21st, currently scheduled, Vivaldi's Four Seasons from the Carolina Ballet. Returning to the stage is Robert Weiss's revered ballet, Four Seasons, Vivaldi's renowned piece of music paired with Weiss's vibrant choreography, leaves no doubt as to why this is a triangle favorite. And again, this is at Memorial Auditorium in mid-March. March 19th and 20th, and the 25th and 26th, Swing and Blues with Byron Stripling. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is Gershwin and Dvorak, set for Friday and Saturday, March 26th and 27th. Then on Tuesday, March 30th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. This is scheduled to be a live event at Memorial Auditorium. Then another North Carolina Symphony streaming event, Friday and Saturday, April 9 and 10, Beethoven Eroica. Friday and Saturday, April 9th and 11th, this is La Boheme from the North Carolina Opera, an irresistible tale of young love in Paris. A chance encounter brings the poet Rodolfo and seamstress Mimi together, and they instantly fall in love. It's like magic. But will their love survive when real life intervenes? Italian soprano Lucia Cinceroni debuts as Mimi. Again, this is Memorial Auditorium, April 9th and 11th. Friday and Saturday, mid-April the 16th and 17th, Ragtime Kings, a North Carolina symphony streaming event. Later in April, Cinderella from Carolina Ballet. This is live at Memorial Auditorium. Then we have, four streaming events from the North Carolina Symphony. First is April 30th and May 1st, Beethoven Violin Concerto. Then in May, Cirque de la Symphonie, Beethoven Symphony No. 5, and Mozart, the Magic Flute. And that's North Carolina Opera in Memorial Auditorium. And in May, Macbeth, Carolina Ballet. When Macbeth premiered in 2016, it was one of the most anticipated ballets ever created by Robert Weiss. Featuring brilliant choreography, fascinating sets and costumes, and an incredibly powerful score, Macbeth weaves a tale of love, power, lust, and greed. Then in late May, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia. That's Saturday, May 22nd. A couple of changes at Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. Pretty Woman the Musical is not scheduled for February. They're going to change the dates. That is unannounced yet. Same thing for To Kill a Mockingbird, which was scheduled for March. That's been postponed, as has Oklahoma. It had been scheduled for late April. It now is postponed. And then Tuesday, April 27th, they have an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. And I digress. I forgot Friday, April 16th, currently scheduled, Chris Tucker, the comedian. Tuesday, April 27th, an evening of conversation with Julie Andrews. Then in late April, Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021, Go Big or Go Home. Then scheduled Trolls Live. Riverdance has apparently been canceled. It is no longer on the schedule at DPAC. In June, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Late April, Eliza, the Forever Tour. And that's about it at Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. All right, the Clayton Center, the box office there is 919-553-1737. They've got a YouTube event, and it's Wednesday, December 23rd at 7, a Proton Jones Christmas. Proton Jones returns to the Clayton Center live stream series, and this time he's bringing holiday cheer. Carytown events, we've got December 26th through December 31st. That's a Saturday through Thursday. The 26th annual Kwanzaa celebration. Kwanzaa events will be presented virtually this year. Carry Kwanzaa is a communal cultural celebration that honors African American people and their heritage. Coming up on January 22nd, Blue Jupiter. This is a free online event. This group is the cutting edge of a cappella, soaring pop and Broadway leads, tight harmonies, unbelievable beatboxing, and most importantly, nothing else. No instruments, no DJ, no tracks, no calories, no carbs, just real voices and nonstop energy. And another free online event in February, Yolanda Rabin. Yolanda is a fierce performer whose versatility allows her to master all styles of music. No matter which song Yolanda is singing, her renditions are superb, packed with emotion, and sung with a velvety tone from the depths of her soul. Her shows are engaging, full of passion, and include contemporary jazz, blues, folk, pop, and even gospel. And again, Yolanda Rabin, that's a free online event. Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, they've got the Dear Santa musical online. Letters and Songs to the North Pole, a merry mini-musical for unison and two-part voices. This virtual Christmas holiday show is available on the Internet at apexnc.org. Click on the Dear Santa musical link. From there, click on the Start button near the front of Santa's mailbox. Of course, they've got their Jazz Live concert series, which is Saturday performances at 7:30. All concerts feature internationally renowned Steinway artist and jazz pianist Lenore Raphael. They've got concert dates February 6th and again on April 17th. The Classical Concert Series is a Sunday performance at 3. In March, it's Adam Dengler in recital, baritone classics, and contemporary local composers. Wanted to remind you, some folks have been asking about Garth Brooks again, and he is coming to Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. His dive bar stadium tour will make a stop in Charlotte on Saturday, April 10th. Again, that's Garth Brooks at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions? Call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.